just talk about April.
Does it have the date on it?
It's got data photography. It's listed on that.
That's somebody flew that side to us.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's true, then. That may have been for the people for that hearing they had yesterday.
It just sticks out so much if you live down there.
Branson prints them out, too.
That fishing dock just sticks out, and it's not there.
Okay, well, that's...
And it was only one day it wasn't there when it was being replaced last month.
Well, that's not the assessor's map, then. That's probably... They had a hearing yesterday on that Lakeshore Drive.
Okay, what we got here?
Is that true?
Guy on Blanchett? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone in place? Call the meeting back to order. Conlon, the podium is yours. Make your presentation.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I shouldn't point out this is being recorded, and the vocal part is going out on the internet.
Okay, great.
Your family will be able to follow what you say.
Very good. Well, my name's Jay Tomerlin, and I am the son of Jess and Marlene Tomerlin, and I'm speaking here today on behalf of my father. As he's a disabled adult, he suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, and he had a treatment this morning that kind of makes him shaky called Rheumacade. But anyway, so I'm speaking on his behalf. What's at issue here today is, I don't know if I need to read into the record, the parcel ID number 08-1.0-11-004-008-035.004. And this is a property that adjoins the primary residence. It's a separate lot adjacent to my mother and father's personal home. And the 2008 assessed valuation on this property was $600. And the 2009 valuation jumped to $5,130. And this is approximately an 865% increase in the valuation of the property. And this is what... drew attention to this matter to my parents. And our presentation today and the basis for our request to this board for a return to the 2008 assessed valuation is that this particular lot has several issues which render it unsuitable for a building lot. First, as depicted up here on the screen, you can see that the property is subject to an easement, and I believe...
Is there a pointer up there on the podium at all?
Well, that's okay. I mean, if it's okay, I can just stand here. It's an easement for ingress and egress from the hard road that cuts across this property at issue, and it serves to benefit my parents' residence and also the adjoining neighbor. So it's basically a shared driveway easement, and this easement is of record. It's recorded on the deed. It's recorded as a 30-foot wide easement for ingress and egress in the public record deed. So our position is right adjacent to that easement, there is a drainage ditches on each side. In addition to the drainage ditch, the protective covenants for Bull Creek Estates, Phase 2, which I believe we've had scanned in, just for your reference, the covenants have been recorded. And those covenants provide that there is a 10-foot setback easement on all... the north, south, east, and west side of the lot. I don't know if we can get that up. This is public record. I don't know if I may ask the board, do you have benefit to that, or do we need to...
We don't have benefit right here to the recorder's office filings.
Okay, well, for that reason, I did ask them to scan this in. That's not the document. It's this one here. It says on the first page, it'll say protective covenants for Bull Creek Estates.
He just had it up there, I think. It gave a 10-foot setback easement.
Yes, sir.
Now, is this covered with brush or trees or grass or what?
There are some trees. on the back portion of the lot closest to the house, I do have...
Basically the front yard of the house.
Yeah, I do have...
Basically, your theory, though, is that it's unbuildable because of the covenants and restrictions. You cannot build on the property.
Well, is because of the dimensions, if you take that driveway easement and add on the 10-foot setback on each side for a utility easement, and then it's my understanding that this, and you folks may know this, the city of Rockaway Beach has a 5-foot setback requirement for building, which my interpretation would be that's 5 foot from the easement setback. We've got the recorded easement, you're saying?
5 foot from the property line.
From the property line, regardless of the easement. Okay. So we've got, what we have done is we've had a report prepared by a gentleman named Angelo Ribando, who I guess many of you folks know, who I guess owns and runs Tri-Cross Building and Home Inspection. And he does a lot of work. He's contracted with the city of Rockaway Beach to provide, I guess, building type of inspections and that sort of thing. And I have his report, which I would like to review with you. There's those covenants, and that's the first page. If we go to the next page.
What are we trying to glean from it? That you have to be 10 foot back from the...
if we can stipulate, if you will recognize that. Yeah, here's where it... item number... Get my copy here. Item number 12.
12's right there.
For installation and maintenance of utilities are reserved over, on, and along and under the front, rear, and side, 10 feet of each lot. Okay. And in paragraph 4 of those same covenants, it provides that no one-story dwelling shall contain less than 1,400 square feet of ground floor area. So it has to be a 1,400 square foot home.
And that's exclusive of garages, open porches, or terraces. So our position is that, and it's supported by the report, which we'll review in a minute, of Mr. Ribando, that when you take the frontage of this property, which was on the map, the frontage road, sorry, that bounced right on here.
Okay. It's a, there we go, 125.44 feet is the frontage road.
Mr. Ribando's report indicates that he personally inspected the property. He notes the driveway runs to the west side of the property along with two storm drainage ditches. This takes up about 65 feet on the west side of the property. So if we throw out the west 65 feet, for it's unsuitable for anything building, and we add on to that the 10-foot sewer easement, which is required to be pursuant to the covenants on each side, there's basically 85 feet of that frontage, which is unavailable or unusable for building. And again, that's pursuant, if we can go to Mr.
Well, again, the sewer easement is along the property line, not on the other side of the drainage ditch. So it would only, that would not affect the 65 feet you're talking about.
You said with the driveway, it took up 65 feet from the property line.
And
that would include the 10-foot easement for the utility.
Okay, he says...
but that's very, looking at the map there, there's nowhere near that. If you go down the side of the road there and add another drainage ditch, there's nowhere near that's half of that frontage, looking at the map on it.
Well, he was there and measured it. That driveway is, and we've got some photos. Well, I mean, that's the same photo, color photo. But he's measured 65 feet from, I guess, the corner over to the driveway and drainage ditch is what he's measured. So in addition, I mean, that's 125 .44 foot of frontage, and, you know, our position is 85 foot's unusable. It'd leave 40 foot frontage, which is not suitable for a construction site. And if we could, if you wouldn't mind going to that report, I would like to step through that for the board's benefit. That's the report dated yesterday. If we go down, if I could, I'll just read it for the benefit of the board. To whom it may concern, I was called to conduct an inspection on the lot at the address noted above to investigate if this lot could have a building built on it. Listed below are the items I found during my site inspection. One, there is a conflict in the property line deeds on the east side and south side, according to the recorder of deeds. And that's a big issue I haven't touched upon yet. This property has been subject to a deed dispute, and it's noted on your map, or on the recorder's map, I suppose. It says conflict across the front of it. And that in and of itself, in my opinion, would devalue this property because it is subject to a deed dispute. We have surveys that were done, and this dates back a few years back, that kind of show the area that's in conflict, and I can give this to the board. This wasn't able to, I didn't have this scanned in, but there was a conflict between my parents and the former owner of the property named Smith, and this deed conflict was, you know, made of record. So any buyer that's going to buy that property is going to pull it up, and the first thing it says is conflict. To me, that's in and of itself should have effect on value because that matter has to be legally resolved, and it is not as we speak. Two, in his report, there
Kurt,
is a...
Now, how long ago was that conflict issued, that paper that you...
This survey, which I'll be happy to give this to the board...
I just want to know the date.
You see it on the sheet here?
Yeah. It looks like 7/17/97.
But it's still in conflict, or...?
It's never been legally resolved. There's no, you know, there could be, you know, maybe a,
Quiet title?
Pardon me?
Quiet title action?
There needs to be a quiet title action filed to resolve the dispute. And frankly, to be... frank about it, the former owners had conflicts with my parents. They've moved on. The current owners, everybody gets along great. But someone coming to buy the property to clarify the actual boundaries, has to have, a quiet title action resolved. Going back to his report, he notes there is a driveway easement for serving two dwelling units, 416 and 418 Arrowhead. The Tomerlans are going to connect the City of Rockaway Beach sewer in the near future, and that's been arranged and that's forthcoming, and so that a new easement will need to be recorded for this benefit of the shared driveways. And that easement, because, you know, will likely run along the side of that driveway, taking up 10 foot there. He notes the driveway runs through the west side of the property along with two storm drainage ditches that also may need to be recorded as easements. This takes up about 65 feet on the west side of the property, causing problems if anyone ever wanted to build on this property. And he further notes in paragraph 5 that the Bull Creek Estate Protective Covenants, recorded with the Taney County Circuit Clerk, state that a front, side, and rear yard 10-foot easement or building setback would be required to ever construct a building on this property. This is listed as number 12 in the recorded covenants, which we've already reviewed. He also notes that in item 6, newly annexed property per Rockaway City Ordinance lot size is 75 by 100, or a minimum of 7,500 square feet.
Is this in the City of Rockaway, or has it been recently annexed?
It will be annexed, if I could say, if you don't know what's happening. I applied for annexation. They published it in the paper and that, and I expect it any day now. I've got the sewer being ready to put in.
But as it currently lies, it's in the county, which requires 8,000 square feet, unless you're already a lot that's been subdivided, and then you'd be prior non-conforming use, and you would be allowed to
build on that property if it will.
I think it's in, I may be in Rockway as we speak. I don't see, this has all happened so fast. I don't understand all that.
This property is in the city of Rockway. It's even on the legal description on your paper.
Okay, so none of that county stuff applies. So, okay.
Okay. And then he notes the minimum size dwelling recorded in Bull Creek Estates is 1,400 square feet. Now, Mr. Robando's conclusion, he says, after reviewing the deeds, surveys, aerial property line, deed conflicts, and site visit, along with all the covenant restrictions, I feel that this would be impossible to build on, and if the property is annexed to the city of Rockaway Beach, which we know that it is in Rockaway Beach, he brings up the driveway, storm sewer, city sewer easement, and deed conflicts, along with the 7,500 square foot minimum lot size, may make be impossible to build anything on this lot. And then he cites his credentials here. And like I said, you folks, some of you folks may know him. I don't personally know him. Never met the man.
Well, 7,500 square foot minimum has nothing to do with any easements or anything else. That's the size of the lot, boundary of the property lines. It has no bearing on anything else. But my question is, this is clearly evident to me that that's more or less a front yard for that house. Why is it not, I mean, why is it a separate, or is it separate from the house? Is that all?
It was purchased at a later date. The easement served the Tomlins, I understand, for many, many years, and they did not own the property in front of that house.
Okay.
So they've purchased that lot since then.
All right. But normally
as being a vacant, it was up for sale, I suppose, to anybody that wanted to buy it.
Yes, I believe that's the case, and I believe we bought half.
I bought the whole thing and gave my neighbor half. I only paid $4,000 for it.
For the whole property, and then we gave the neighbor the other half, and we kept basically half of what he originally purchased for
$2,000. So was it including the Smith property on this drawing?
Yeah, see, that was a nice thing that killed me when I bought it.
So you bought the entirety.
I bought the whole thing and sold my half of the lot.
And the conflicted triangle. And then give the Smith.
What happened, Mark Killian? I filed my deed for that property. I had to renew and made up and filed it. And then Killian, Mark was my old friend, he's a builder up in Kansas City, he filed the old deed where it made them overlap. And I have an affidavit. He just screwed up when he did it. He sent me an affidavit that he screwed up. But I just can't take this on you side. We never done nothing. I mean, it's just the way it was.
So we have basically, you know, I would agree that this base property, frankly, serves as a front yard to the Tomerlin main principal residence.
Right, and I didn't get to finish asking the question. I was going through the assessor. Normally, if the same property owner owns all the property like that, is it not just more made into one parcel?
We would have probably combined that if it hadn't been conflicted.
Okay, that's the answer I was looking for.
We didn't want to combine something and then somebody else say, oh, well, I've been paying taxes on that conflicted area. Should I not get refunded?
Okay. So it adds to the value of their lot and isn't necessarily shouldn't be treated as a separate lot.
Right, but we just didn't want to combine it.
Okay.
Is it reasonable, considering the thought that it's really the front yard, it's not buildable, to jump it from 600 to 5,000?
Well, first, I'm not sure it serves as a front yard if you look at the barrier on that, and where the house is set.
Well, you said you would have combined it, right?
We would have combined it, yes. And then I asked...
As a part of that whole lot, what would it be worth rather than the 20-something thousand?
That's what we put them all on for. In that area, neighborhood, that whole neighborhood when values went on.
Every lot, but I mean, they have a larger lot if you treated that all as one lot. What would you do to their lot if that were all one lot? What would you put that on for?
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, we would have probably at least got 80% of the value of two lots by combining them instead of 100% of two lots.
Move that back down.
The other half of that lot right there, and how much is? To the right there. That, no, the big lot right there.
Yeah. It's on for the same money.
times five.
Oh, I thought that was Smith. It's Getson that owns that other half of the lot?
That was Smith.
Yes, sir.
They sold.
Acre Smith there.
And it's
on for
the same amount. What about the one to the upper left right there?
Right there. It's on for a five. It's got a house on it.
It's got a house on it now then, okay. So the lot next door is valued the same as that one?
Yes. My question to the Tomlins was, why isn't that easement over against the west edge with providing the space out, getting everything to the side of the lot? And I don't know the answer to that. And they said something about, you said something about a drainage ditch or something. Wouldn't allow it to be over, but I didn't know that dumping rock in a drainage ditch wouldn't provide an awful good easement.
And they're putting a new sewer line in there for me. And
this, I might add, this easement was burdening this property at the time my father bought it. You know, the easement was subject.
Right, but it's just described as a general easement. It could actually come in on the south side or on the west, the east side, and come around to the houses as well as come across. Or it could come category. It could come any direction. It's not a legally described easement as per se on the map.
Well, in the deed,
it's an easement in favor of whom? Is it just an easement for your father's other property that borders on it, or is it
and for his property and for the neighbor Boyer's property?
Okay.
Because that easement benefits both properties, so it's a shared driveway.
All right.
And at the time,
that driveway has now been paved.
Has been paved, yes, sir.
If I'm reading off of this deed property, it says subject to a 30-foot wide easement from driveway across corner of property for road purposes, only to allow access to parties of the first part to adjoining lot along the west line of the above described property.
And that legal, I'll advise you to change that legal. That says across the corner of, and that should not be, that's across the entirety, and it's not off the corner. That actually describes an easement straight across one corner or the other.
Well, I think probably in reading this, I mean, we're getting into stuff we probably don't need to get
right
into, but I think that what this is Tomlin granted the other house there easement off of that driveway just across the corner to get in there, and when he bought it, he had already had an easement across that other one, so the neighbor Boyer. Is that Boyer's house to the left of yours there?
Yes, sir.
He probably does not have an easement to get back to his house. He only has it across part of your property. The property you bought was only for you, and so Boyer is probably does not have a legal easement except...
Well, I think that's where the conflict
is. He doesn't have a written easement.
But he has an easement nonetheless.
He would have an easement by necessity. I mean,
if you'll look at the map he's provided you, I believe what it's trying to describe as an easement is the conflicted area, because it goes straight into a 24-foot easement. And the easement
area is across the opposite side of the property.
I know, but that's describing it across the corner, the easement across the corner of the property. And I believe it's supposed to hook into that 24.74-foot.
No, sir. Well, with all due respect, that would not be logical, the way the property's laid out, to have a right for ingress and egress over the conflicted property sites. That's in the middle of...
Well, I'm just going by what's drawn on past there, showing an easement going on.
But the easement is on the opposite side of the property from that conflict.
This is the way it should have been described.
Dave says it's on the opposite side of the property from the conflict.
The conflict is on the east side of the property,
the easement right,
this
right
is from
here.
The west side. The Boyers live on the west side.
It's just right across there.
Well, one of the things that bothers me a bit, here's something that was evidently worth $4,000 not too long ago, that I doubt this jumped to $27,000. I don't doubt that it's not. Frankly, if you're going to go into the city and have the city sewer and things like that, I think the property value should go up some. Not whether or not
did.
That much.
My house did.
His house did.
20%.
Every property down there went up.
They sent me a thing and they raised it. 20% increased value in my home.
Okay. And we're not contesting
that.
What if it was raised, the just the open land area was raised just 20%. Would that make you happy? It was raised the same as the house? Yeah. Percentage wise?
20% of the $600?
Yeah.
I suppose that would be reasonable. I haven't done the math on that. But,
well, I'm just saying, if it's true for one thing that a 20% raise in taxes is acceptable, why not 20% raise on taxes on the other part that's under? Jim, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, the only problem we have is we had actually valued this property with the conflicted as not being what his house, like his house was sitting on at the time. So a 20% increase to it would not be truly reflective as a 20% increase of where his house was sitting. I think it was on there at $15,000 or something of that nature. I believe I'm right. I'm not positive.
Well, it was on its $600 assessed total, which would put it at about, $3,000 if you did appraise value.
That's
and a, in a 20% increase would put it at $3,600 and you appraised, and you've put it at $27,000 appraised. So
right.
There's a that would be the difference.
that's more reasonable. Who would allow you to pay to have it mowed?
That was one reason. In other words, is this something that do you mow part of it like your yard?
Yes. I have a contract with a company that mows. I'm not going to mow it.
Yeah, but it is mowable property. That's what makes it seem like your front yard.
Yes, sir.
It's a natural extension. There's a hill, I might add, too, that I haven't even discussed, but the back part of that property goes down a pretty slanted hill. Again, goes to the argument it would be very difficult to build on that lot.
All right, what I'm going to say now is, or the motion I'm going to make, is to try to get this thing just cleared out, and I think that surely in this next year, you're going to go in and get this conflict resolved and be able to turn this into one property.
And may I ask, of my own ignorance, if we do combine them, the assessment then is just treated as part of the lot, not a separate parcel ID
right.
number?
It'll go up a percentage-wise, but not as being treated as a single lot. My problem I have here with your lot is not intentional by me or you. I've got 3503 to deal with, the neighboring property, as a building site.
And if I might add, 3503 is not subject or burden, is not burdened by that easement for ingress and egress.
But I see an easement across the south end of it.
But can you not build right up against your easement?
And right down there?
Yeah.
On boat dock, there's a little strip of land that goes through there. Mm-hmm. It goes to the boat dock.
I know they've had lawsuits, I believe, over that, too, if I remember.
Bob Patrick.
Yeah, I know. I remember well.
He gave it to me.
I remember
and
well.
I can't give it away. I just let it for everybody who owns the boat dock.
But as the BOE can see, there's a road right across there, and I don't even know whether it belongs on the piece of property that hooks down to the...
That serves as Smith's driveway. Smith, but the new owner's driveway is what that serves as.
I know it does.
Yes, sir.
It's conflicted.
All right, just to get something going, I'm going to move that the lot in question have the assessed value reduced to 20% beyond what it was last year. That would be the same increase. An assessment is the house and the rest of the property. And let them worry next year about getting this thing put together as a package.
So that'd be an assessed value of $720 then?
Mm-hmm. I don't hear a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, Chuck, second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Nay?
No.
All right. So we wish we had our fifth member today.
You know, I understand that lot is encumbered by some things there, but we've still got to deal with the property next door. I would say that based on the evidence presented and what we've looked at here, it's definitely worth less than the lot next door. But if it's worth that much less, then we're going to have problems.
How many years has it been like it is now at 600?
Probably since they purchased it or something, or we was made aware of the conflicts.
I would make a motion to table until we have further information in the other, he's presented his case, and we make a motion to table until we have another board member here to look this over with, break the tie.
What year did they purchase it at $4,000, do you know?
I don't know.
I paid $4,000.
When?
He paid it for the whole thing.
The whole thing?
When?
I'd say 15 years or a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I really can't tell you, but I'm guessing.
So this has been sitting there for like 15 years at just very low taxes.
Well, ain't nothing matter.
No.
I mean, I don't understand this, but there's just...
This is what I'm saying is, to me, the fact that it's been there for years to go jumping all big for one when we're trying to resolve it doesn't make that much sense.
I respectfully agree, sir. We would not object to a 20% increase, which is, you know, substantial by and large of itself for a valuation increase. We would not object to that. It's in good faith effort to resolve the matter.
Well, the 20% increase would not be reflective of how much the land increased. I would not be opposed to this board saying we would increase this by this 600 by 50 or 60% of what we put the land on for, but not taking into consideration you've got a 20% increase on your house. That number of the land value was terrifically
smaller. What would that,
does that mean, James?
What would that be?
50 or 60% of what you put the land on for. What do you mean?
Like I increased those lands from 15,000 to 27,000. What's that percentage? Apply it to that. Not the house itself.
It went from 600 to 27,000.
No, I'm talking about the entire subdivision. And the, be matching up with how much did...
Trying to equalize the tax.
1503 go up. Did it go up 10%? Did it go up 20%? Did it go up 50%?
So what would we be talking about appraising this property
I'd
at?
I'd like to see this property appraised around $8,000.
Well, my whole contention is that we have to base appraisal on what we consider market value. Market value, I know of that lot, you would not even consider selling it for $3,000. If somebody, if I wanted to offer you $3,000 today, you would not take that.
And, well, frankly, it benefits the property because if the house is put there, it's not saleable. We will happily combine the lot into one. That would be our preference. And if we did that, it sounds like, you know,
it would still go up.
It would go up some, but not.
It would go up about a third the value of a normal lot added to your lot value.
I think anyone would pay more than $3,000 for the lot, so it's got to be worth more than $3,000.
So you're saying it would go up $9,000.
The two lots, instead of going up to 27 and 27, they'd go to 36,000 as a combination of the two.
Why should I have to pay the same as the other guy? I got all this crap on my lot.
You would be $9,000, basically, is what you'd be.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Unless you thought it was worth less.
That's why I'm saying it's not worth as much as the one next door, but it's worth a lot more than $3,000.
Dave, you said that you thought it was worth less than 27, the one next to it, but how much less you don't know. And James is saying that if it was all one lot, it would be fair to bring it up a third of whatever the lot is worth. So if it was worth, say, for $24,000, he'd say you'd increase... What, by $8,000?
Right.
So you'd put it on for $8,000 instead of...
Right. It'd be the entire lot.
That's for the appraised price, $8,000?
Would be $32,000 for the entirety of those two big, huge lots.
Which would add $8,000 to what he's been assessed at on the other lot.
What would that be in dollars? I mean, like $600 or $800 assessed value, what would that be?
Assessed value, you take, divide by 5, basically, the $8,000. Or multiply by 0.19 to be exact.
Okay, that would make it a $1,520 assessed valuation.
Right.
Is that something you could live with?
I could live with that.
Is that going to cause a problem with the lot next to it?
Mm-hmm. Well, but it hasn't for all these years. I don't know why it's going to suddenly cause it. If it's 15 years and they haven't objected for now, why are they going to jump this year?
Well, I'm talking about...
But I think
we don't know what the lot next door has been assessed before. Maybe it's been assessed for a lot more. And his didn't go up as much.
And they're irrelevant. This board needs to equalize, basically.
I'm hearing that the assessor's office from 5,130 could live for this year at a 1,520.
That's correct.
That's still, you're dealing with a small amount. Doubling a small amount doesn't hurt so much, but when you start doubling thousands of thousands, it really hurts.
May I ask if the assessor were to go to 1520, what would that, in terms of the actual tax, could you give me an estimate?
Be about $75 a year.
I'm going to try another motion then. I'm going to try a motion and say move that this assessed valuation on this lot be changed to $1,520. Is there a second to that? We had a second at 720, and we can't get a second.
You're saying
it'd be $8,000, Dave.
Okay, that's what I was getting to say. So appraised value is what we're dealing with. So $8,000 is what you're saying.
Right? Okay.
Which is four times more than he paid for it. I understand, but that's
15 years ago.
15 years, I understand.
Now you're in the city and you got to...
I understand.
All right, then I would move to assessed appraised value of $8,000.
Okay, you've got your verbiage down right. I'm going to second your motion.
Hallelujah. Any other comments?
Discussion.
Nope.
All in favor say aye.
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 Four to nothing. You have an $8,000 lot now.
But for sale?
Thank you, gentlemen.
I might get it and put a Taco Bell out there.
That's better than what we're doing.
We run way
over. Thank you, John.
That's what happens when you get attorneys involved, though.
Now, no, I don't have to do nothing. I'm done.
You will get an official notice in writing of the change in the assessed value. That would lower then the, that's appraised value. That will lower the assessed value to $1,520.
Depending on how it all calculates out.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll come out to approximately 19%.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I disagree with the report. There is not 65 foot of that taken off.
Well, if I was to buy the lot, I'd make them move their easement against the line. There wouldn't be no question where that easement would go.
Well, the easement only serves down.
Okay, is Dean Walker here? Mr. Walker, would you care to come up on the firing line? Let's see, that's 116.
Have you got Cozy Village stuff?
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
223,
I think, isn't it? Hmm?
Yeah.
223. Nope. Right. Yes, my eyeballs went up one line.
Who are we dealing with here now?
Dean Walker.
Okay.
Is that right?
You say possible error and just present your case. You are being recorded and you are on the internet being heard over the area for anyone that's listening.
Okay. I live at 134 Cozy Cove. It's in Cozy Cove or Cozy Court, and I live in Cozy Cove. And I paid $121,000 for the
condo about a year ago, and the appraisal price now looks like it's about $189,000, something, or about $190,000. I thought maybe when they come down that row of Cozy Cove, and all those are houses that sell for a couple of hundred, 220, 230 in there, that they just kept on coming down there.
Who'd you buy it from a year ago at 124?
Beg your pardon?
What entity did you buy it from at 124 last year?
I bought it from
Marcia Collins.
So another individual, okay.
From an individual in San Diego. Her name was, I don't know what her name is.
Marcia Collins. We have.
Yeah, Marcia Collins.
It's on your sales contract.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And I paid $121,150. And then I got an appraisal when I bought that place, and it appraised for like $126,000. And I can't believe that I went up to $100,000.
Do you have a copy of the appraisal? That,
yes, sir.
May we see that?
And that's from last year.
When I bought the property, mm-hmm. I got it appraised.
Okay, that's what we need to see.
Okay, right there. Right there, $126,500, what it appraised for. That isn't what I paid for it, but that's what it appraised for.
I would make a recommendation to this board that we set his value at $128,500 as according to appraisal of 2008.
That's $126,500, isn't it?
$128,500, isn't it? No, whatever the appraisal says, I can't see it.
It's $126,500.
That's what I'd recommend.
But I called the real estate lady. I don't have anything written, and I asked her what I could sell it for. She said between $125,000 and $128,000.
Make a motion to approve the recommendation of the assessor and the appraise according to the appraisal presented by the client.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 So that's $126,500.
Whatever that line says right there.
Appraised value.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't make any difference, but I live in a condo, and there's 18 people. Do you think all of them got appraised for that price? Does it make any difference? It doesn't make any difference.
Right here, sir, the way we accomplished what we did, your sale is listed right here in this group of sales right. That I did Cozy Cove condos with. We picked medians and means. Yours just happened to be one of those, fell below that. If you hadn't have come in with these appraisals, I would have stayed with you on it because we would have been at the same.
Okay.
So they would need an appraisal or something conflicting what we did with this. Well, we had 19 sales in Cozy Coves to deal with.
But if I hadn't come in, it wouldn't have gotten changed probably, right?
Not without an appraisal stating that there was something different.
So you brought evidence.
You brought evidence.
We've had too many people come in and say, well, you need to change this because my taxes are too high.
Yeah.
We all think that. We all think that. You brought in something, a personal appraisal, which changed your mind.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. If I need anything
Thank you. Who gave the second on that?
I made the motion.
Dave second.
That was relatively easy.
Lambert, have you heard?
Lambert called today, and they've had some emergency came up, and it's been rescheduled.
Lopez is a phone, so we can try that.
You want to try Lopez?
Lopez is the last one on today's?
Yep.
135, 60135.
Good.
Got me drinking coffee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's pretty significant. I don't drink coffee hardly.
Okay, this is another one of those Emerald Point deals.
It is 0-0 what?
135.
I got the wrong glasses, gentlemen. That's the reason I'm having to.
Assess, she went from 11.4 to 14.290.
Didn't we just see that most of those were around 80,000?
I think so. 75.2 is pretty close.
That's me and Lincoln, the other at 80.
Okay, can I call you right there? Thanks. Hello?
Hi, is this Arlene Lopez?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, this is the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we're 15 minutes early. Are you available to take our call now?
That's okay. Yes. Let me park right here.
Okay.
How are you today?
Great, thank you. I'm going to turn you over to our board here.
Thank you.
This is Bob Rose. I'm chairman of the board. I'd like to have you present your ideas to why you're objecting to the increase in taxes.
Okay, how are you?
Just fine. I was evidently, you aren't after you saw your raise from an assessed total of 11.4 to 14.290 for this next year.
Right.
Ma'am, you're being recorded and on the web.
Did you hear Danny on that?
Yes. You said my stuff is on the web?
You're being recorded on the web right now, live.
Oh, okay. I hear you now. Thank you.
A lot of people had their taxes increased. Why do you think yours is unfairly increased?
Well, the reason why I made a request for somebody to review it, due to the fact that right now there's nothing on my area nor the three plots next to me. The only ones that are been built was the further ones down. And also, I've been trying to sell that plot, but they said that the economy and everything went down, and so my plot went down also. And they said they can't really get what I pay for. So in reality, there's nothing on that plot. And also, it's right by the gate of the main entrance. There is 326 and 277. The ones where they are doing projects on, where they have the houses and the boats, that down there is already developed. And they have everything going. But my area is just plain land.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has been constructed. It's still the same way as it's been.
Do you have this lot? Do you have this lot listed for sale now with a realtor?
Yes, they told me I have to go with the, I tried to get it with the realtor, and she gave me the information regarding my plot, and she says she's not allowed to put a for sale sign. So I went into, I also contacted the Emerald Point Company, and they said I would have to contact the corporate, which I did, and I'm waiting for their call. And they haven't responded to me anything yet. So at this time, I'm still on hold. I'm on hold because they're not doing anything. So I keep calling back and forth because I'm calling long distance on this.
What value were you going to place on the lot, or what sales price?
Well, if I paid $50,000 at that time, but she's telling me it's about 30 to 20 now.
Ma'am, are you saying you'd take $25,000 for that lot?
Yeah, that's what she's telling me. I mean, and I'm going, I go, wow, you know, because I purchased it in 02. And that was July 2002. And the lot number 327, phase 8. And I know it's a subdivision of Taney County. I also spoke to a Larry Rock regarding this issue, and they asked me to speak to a Mr. Bruce Minke and ask him about my lot. And like I said, he's never responded back, and that's how it was left. So I'm just going to continue trying to get a hold of him.
Ma'am, you had a lot sale fairly close to your lot.
Yes.
an 08 for $89.9.
Right by my lot? What lot is that?
It's in the same block.
I'm sorry, can we repeat that?
It's in the same block. I'm looking at parcel numbers, and you're in block 7. This lot was in block 7 and sold for $89.9 in 08.
Yes, but I'm block 8. I'm not 7.
Well, our parcel number is reflective of 7. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm on lot 327, phase 8. Not phase 7. Phase 7 is lower down to the to where they have constructed.
Yeah, but now you have the amenities of sewer and water and pavement already to your lot, correct?
I don't have anything. There's nothing there. It's just plain land.
Well, across the street from you is the actual sales office.
across the street. It's further down, sir. It's further down from the sales, because I'm right by the gatehouse where the entrance is.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at the plat up on the screen right now.
I have a plot here that's got Enroll Point, Phase 8. That's what I'm looking at. It says location in the N1/2, SE1/4. And that gives me the whole information of the plot.
That lot pictured there is not the one by a gate.
No, this is right across from the parking lot at the sales office, ma'am, that we've got labeled as being your lot. And it's a fantastic lot.
It is not by the gate.
The gate's probably another, what would you guess, 150 yards down there.
Or more than that.
This one, the way they have it, they have the gate. The gate is right by 329. Then there's 328, 326, and 327. That's where I'm at, 327.
Yeah, but there's a street even involved there that breaks
there's
up.
It says Emerald Point Drive.
Right.
Butterfly Drive comes in there.
You go past it for through.
At that time, I didn't have Butterfly Drive. I have what I could see on this land. It's got Hill Haven Road further down.
That's up further, yeah.
You're past Hill Haven.
Because I'm right by the gate.
From the gate, you go past.
Have you ever visited your lot, ma'am?
327 is my lot, yes, sir.
Have you ever visited that lot?
I visited when I purchased it, and I also inquired about it.
What year did you purchase that, please?
I purchased this lot in July 13, 2007.
For how much?
Excuse me, July 13, 2002.
Yes, ma'am, you need to go visit your lot if you could get the time to do that. There's a big, luxurious clubhouse built straight across from your lot, basically, and a parking lot to that clubhouse, and you're quite a ways from the gate, ma'am.
No. I'm right by the gate. Even the realtor told me that.
Has it been 7 years since you saw the lot, though?
Yes, but I've had this listed for with the lady, and she told me about it. She says I'm right by the. I told her I was right by the gate, and she says she even went in to look, but she was inquiring if she could put a for sale sign. And that's why she told me that she couldn't sell that lot, because it was what I wanted. Because I told her I would want at least 55 to get something back. And she says, well, that's not what, since the prices have been going down at Emerald Point, she couldn't do that.
I'm going to make a motion to table your issue. There is a discrepancy here on your location in your mind and what we're looking at on a plat as to where your lot is. Your lot is across from the parking lot at the big clubhouse on the map, and so you need to clarify. I'm not saying that you've been misrepresented by your salespeople, but for some reason you don't. Our location and parcel of your lot is totally different than what you're saying. So this is one of the board members, and I'm making a motion that we table to a later date and that you be able to investigate yourself. And the lot that you need to look at that we are talking about is right straight across from the parking lot. We can see the parking lot, and we can see your lot right straight across from the entrance to the parking lot of the big clubhouse. So I'm going to make a motion to table if I can get a second.
I will second.
Okay.
That is an excellent lot, ma'am, and I'm just telling you, it is very, very good.
Yeah, don't let them talk you into anything on your lot without you finding out exactly what's going on.
Maybe I could fly over there to look at it and see.
Do you have access to a computer, ma'am, where you might get on Google Earth?
Yes, I do.
That'll zoom right in on what we're telling you, and you can see the buildings and everything.
Or go into
our website at taneycounty.org.
Okay. What is your website?
Taneycounty.org.
And go to the assessor or GIS.
And there'll be a place on their assessor's office, and then it will tell you another link to GIS. And on GIS, it'll bring up, and you can follow the map and look. All the lots are listed on that, and it'll show you exactly where your lot is.
They'll say interactive GIS mapping.
In fact, you put your cursor over that lot, and it'll bring up your name on it.
Okay, great. I'll do that.
If you need help, call the county clerk, 546-7200.
And talk to Cindy.
Talk to Cindy?
Yes.
You said it's 546?
7200.
7200. We're sorry about this, but I think that you will be surprised when you see where your lot is in comparison to where you think it is versus where
it is. Yes, but they were telling me it was going down to 20,000, and that's what I could get. And I go, how can I go from 50 to 20? I was like, I understand the economy. I said, I know because I'm going through it myself. That's the reason why I have to sell. I said, but that's really, really cutting it.
At 20,000, you got a room full of guys reaching for their wallets.
Thank you for your time and your understanding.
No problem. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening to me. And I'm going to do as you requested. And will you contact me and let me know when the other date is?
Cindy will when you talk to her.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Same. Bye.
That was the last one. I want a little conversation here before we...
You need to get a vote on that.
Vote to table.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
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 And can I clarify what exactly we're waiting for from her?
She's going to look at the internet.
Yeah, but
she may not even have a complaint after she looks.
So then we'll bring it back up to you.
Yes.
Okay. What's happened? Have we had some other complaints, though, that Emerald Points had dropping values? But not as much as this one. It sounds like she's been taken.
Well, this is the second or third deal that we've had from this area. The other one was the person had been told their lot was worth $25,000. This lady's been told that her lot is worth $20,000. And she has also been told by real estate agents that that's what these properties are worth and that she cannot put a for sale lot sign on her lot because of their...
That might be in the covenants and restrictions.
That's what I'm saying. It's in the covenants, but... These people that are coming in from out there have a, they've got something, Dave, you'd know more about that than I would. There's something wrong here.
Well, I'm not saying real estate agents. One agent told her that, mm-hmm. You know, and what that one agent told her is not relative to what, you know, all the.
But the other one was another.
Is this
agent.
Possible to have a complete subdivision with no signs allowed?
Yes.
I've lived,
that's very common.
Where the condos couldn't, but the ruling was, you know, where I lived at Point Royal was, if you owned that land itself, you could put a sign up.
I'm not sure this ain't a lake view.
I live in one like that.
Yeah, there's subdivisions all over. And especially when you have a company selling their own property there, they don't want
competition.
Yeah.
You know, but he still can go on multi-list. I mean, she could still list that on multi-list. She could, it's just like all the other lots. Here's a whole bunch of them for sale out there. that don't have a lot of signs on them probably either, you know, so this, they are selling that way.
Are there any other cases today, Cindy?
No.
Make a motion to recess until, what is it, Tuesday of next week?
Tuesday of next week, unless we're going to discuss this Alcar.
I want to look that. There's lots of things I want to look over on that.
Do we leave these for revision?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much.
I'll second that motion.
Aye.
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 It's been a good one today. I mean, it's been a bad
one. What time are we to be here next Tuesday?